630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The $1 trillion budget deal worked out late last night by congressional negotiators will keep the government running through September and includes some wins for both parties.
The spending bill includes some victories for Democrats, including no cuts to Planned Parenthood funding, a nominal cut to the EPA's budget, a $2 billion increase for the National Institutes of Health, which the president targeted for budget cuts, and $295 million to help Puerto Rico continue making payments to Medicaid.
Correspondence is on Mel Vaux. There's a possibility of more severe weather in the south today following deadly storms over the weekend. At least 14 people were killed by tornadoes, winds, and flooding in several states. One woman in Missouri drowned when rushing water swept her vehicle away. Flooding and winds killed 5 people in Arkansas. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he considers his actions and referrals on behalf of businessman Johnny Williams to be routine, and there was never any quid pro quo when he was in office. McDonnell spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes.
At the end of the day, the United States Supreme Court said that this was the routine stuff that governors do, and we may not like the amount of gifts, but it was consistent with Virginia law. And so, Bill, that's why at this point I feel vindicated.
And McDonald says he did not question how his wife Maureen could afford to give him a Rolex watch for Christmas, despite the family's financial difficulties. Revenues in Fairfax County are not growing, so the $4 billion budget the Board of Supervisors is set to approve tomorrow includes small cuts everywhere to give schools enough money to run.
The problem in Fairfax County? Real estate values are flat. Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova says that means real estate tax revenues are flat, too.
80% of the revenue we're allowed to use to provide our services comes from the real estate tax and the car tax.
And revenues could be worse in the future if cuts are made to the federal workforce.
That is something that concerns us.
The county is working to grow budding industries like cancer research and cybersecurity to increase commercial tax revenues. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump has signed an executive order that opens some offshore areas for oil drilling. And one expert says that could mean some big changes ahead.
John Townsend with the AAA says the plan for the U.S. to engage in drilling off America's coasts is sparking optimism.
If you're going to open up all of these other sites for drilling, then that's going to invite more domestic production, and you offset the huge sway that OPEC used to have globally.
Townsend says greater domestic production here in the U.S. will mean a change in the status quo and supply and demand, which will put us in a more advantageous situation both here and abroad. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As mosquito season begins, Virginia health officials are encouraging everyone to help fight the spread of the Zika virus. The state health department's Zika website provides information about how you can take precautions against the mosquito-borne illness. There have been 115 reported cases of Zika in Virginia since December of 2015. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,941, the Nasdaq at 6048. Sports, the Nationals demolished the Mets with a franchise record 23 runs. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 11 innings. NBA, the Wizards dropped Game 1 to the Celtics. NHL, the Caps, Penguins, Game 3 tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com. This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at principalmedicalgroup.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, that's where we have problems now for heading in through Greenbelt. This is going to be on the outer loop right after the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And here comes police, fire, and rescue units. They're coming along the right shoulder, right side of the Beltway outer loop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. You see a tractor trailer is somewhat sideways and it's blocking the right lane. Now they're going to come up to the scene here. So be very careful if you're in that stretch. I'm already looking at that heavy volume from near 50, the John Hanson Highway through New Carrollton and Greenbelt. So plan for that. Still watch. I have additional units still responding there. On 270, it's been about the volume. No incidents reported. Had the minor crash reported on the outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue. That should be to the shoulder. So you might still see some activity there. DC 295 South, as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, slow down past Benning Road to East Capitol Street. That's where we have a report of a crash. And the road work is cleared. Northbound 295 at Benning. Your lanes are open. And those northbound delays have actually eased. And a quick note, in Tyson's getting better. If you stick with the Beltway Outer Loop Route 7, that crash has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather in the forecast by this evening after 4 o'clock and before midnight. Looks like it's going to be an event where we'll see a line of storms come through with damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, maybe an isolated tornado. Isolated showers, thunder showers until 4 o'clock today on a south breeze 82. Those storms roll through early tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine comes back at a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 61 in Frederick, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Principal Medical Group. Thanks, Canada fans, and sing the U.S. national anthem when the singer's microphone fails at a hockey game. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning to you, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk with you on this kind of dreary Monday morning. Joining us at 7:35 is Andre Billadou. He is a parent whose child used to go to Jeb Stuart High School and has since transferred, and it's all because of this big name change hullabaloo. At 8:05, John Whitbeck, who is the Virginia GOP chair, will be joining us to talk about the primaries in that state, and Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner joining us at 8:35 to talk about all things Capitol Hill. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, as he does every Monday, is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Brian.
I want to start out with a discussion of Michael Flynn, who's no longer with the administration, but a big discussion has been going on about who should have vetted him. And some suggestion by the administration that perhaps the people at the Obama White House, who were still hanging around during the transition, did not thoroughly vet him enough, and that they were blaming that all of the problems that came up and the fact that they didn't know about his involvement with Russian agents, etc., was sort of the Democrats dropping the ball, not the Trump people. Where do you come down on that?
Well, first of all, we don't know enough about all the facts surrounding his clearances and everything else. So this is all speculation at this point. One thing we know for certain is that Michael Flynn, I'm sure he's a great guy and he has a very good reputation, has caused a tremendous amount of trouble for himself and the current president of the United States to no good end. Much of the things that have been reported are undeniable, which is that he didn't report certain things, certainly didn't inform the vice president accurately about certain activities, including his activities on behalf of a businessman with relations to Erdogan from Turkey. The bottom line is, Mike Flynn, what happened to him is pretty obvious. He got out of government as a high-ranking general, started to make a lot of money, and didn't know how to handle it. I think it's nothing more than negligence. I don't think the guy has a venal bone in his body. But the point is, when you're dealing on behalf of the President of the United States or a transition team for a new president or a campaign for a president, mm-hmm. you don't make those kinds of mistakes. He made some big ones, which are undeniable, and it's all his fault. I wish him well. I don't think he's going to be prosecuted for anything. I don't think he needs immunity. Well, I think asking for immunity was stupid on behalf of his lawyer, but that's where we are.
I keep hearing from Democrats who say they're fairly plugged in on what's going on, that there are grand juries meeting about this, and that they seem to think this is going to lead to a wider probe. Your sense?
Well, there may be a grand jury, although I'm not quite sure what it would be about. If there's a grand jury about Michael Flynn, there sure as hell better be one about the leaks of the people who were unmasked under the NSA program. And if there's a grand jury about this and there isn't one about the leaks, then it's politically motivated. I mean, this is all nonsense. No problem with a grand jury if they want to look into whatever it is they're looking at. But the Department of Justice is not going to be stupid about this. And if there's a rogue U.S. attorney who's doing this, I'm sure the department will find out about it. And if it's justified, it'll continue. I just don't see any basis for a grand jury at this point. For heaven's sake, the IG hasn't completed its investigation.
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought up the leaks, because Susan Rice was on CNN yesterday with Fareed Zakaria, and they talked about the unmasking, and she claims that she did nothing, quote, untoward with intelligence on the Russian interference. And we have both noticed here that it's all gone very quiet with this. Once everyone got to see all of that security, all of the reports, suddenly this whole Susan Rice unmasking thing has gotten very quiet. Why do you think that is?
Well, Adam Schiff and his band of merry Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have shut up. Isn't that fascinating? I wonder why.
Yeah, why?
The answer is very simple. Once they got a look at what it was that the National Security Council showed to Chairman Nunes, they saw, as I've told you, these were 40 spreadsheets that were produced for Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, John Brennan, and President Obama. Those four people reviewed at least those 40 spreadsheets, which were identified Americans who had been unmasked, who were picked up incidentally, quote-unquote, on foreign surveillance under the FISA Act of foreign officials. The history of those disclosures and intercepts is under serious investigation. Miss Rice is like, when you watch her on television, it's like a bad movie trailer. You're sort of sitting there saying, have I seen this bad movie before? She is remarkable in her ability to lie with such ease. She will go down in history as one of the worst foreign policy personnel, along with Ben Rhodes, in the history of the country. Nothing but premeditated lies from the beginning of their administration to warp foreign policy. Quite an amazing performance. And she's right in the middle of the unmasking, and she's eventually going to have to testify under oath to either, I assume, a grand jury, but certainly the House and Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, but it is interesting how, you know, once the Democrats got a look at all the documents, man, I mean, they were pounding the table on this Russia stuff, Russia, 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 and then boom, all of a sudden, as soon as the unmasking documents were looked at, you don't hear a peep.
And the reason for that is very simple. Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, John Brennan, and Barack Obama misused the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to gather political intelligence, not only against Donald Trump and his associates, but against other Democrats. You go back and you look at the history of how the President Obama used intelligence intercepts for political purposes, and it's shameful. Now, all the clowns at the White House Correspondents' Dinner would never recognize this because they don't want to see this.
That's right.
But the fact is, when history is written by honest historians, of which there are very few anymore, this will be one of the most disgraceful periods in presidential power and abuse in the history of the country. Barack Obama led a shameful, shameful abuse of the foreign intelligence surveillance process of our government. And historically, he and Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes and John Brennan, by the way, the worst hack who ever led the Central Intelligence Agency. By the way, he is despised out there. They are so thrilled to have Mike Pompeo. You should hear the conversations that current CIA people have about John Brennan. They hate John Brennan.
So does anything happen here?
Oh, eventually there will be a grand jury. There will be a congressional investigation, which is continuing. There will be revelations. And then the question will be, what does the mainstream media think of a president, his national security advisor, his deputy national security advisor, and his CIA director who knowingly used foreign intelligence for the purposes of interfering with a domestic campaign.
Right.
Let me just say this. The Russians didn't do squat, comparatively speaking, to interfere with this campaign compared to what Barack Obama, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, and John Brennan did to interfere with American politics. That's the scandal. It's not the Russians. It's Obama.
It's really Nixonian, almost. Mm-hmm. It's as if the Church Commission never happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, Brian. This use of intelligence, you can just see Obama like he was poring over his disposition matrix, you know, where he determined which American was going to be killed by a drone in the Middle East. He did the same thing with these printouts of the intercepts of American citizens. This is a disgraceful period in American history, which has yet to be properly unearthed. It's going to happen. By the way, you know, if the Washington Post wanted to assign 27 reporters to it, I bet they could find out what really happened.
Yeah.
Problem is, Jeff Bezos, with his little toy, doesn't want to know what really happened.
That's right.
Yeah,
head in sand. You're right. Joe Geneva, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
You bet, guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're dealing with a crash on the Maryland Beltway. If you're heading through New Carrollton and into Greenbelt, stay to the left. Get by this accident. It's going to be right after you pass the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So you are able to make that right exit, but then get out of that right lane if you're not trying to get off at that exit ramp. On the Beltway, I'm looking at delays almost back near 202, 214 Central Avenue, so be prepared for that. Now, that does give us a little relief if you're joining on from College Park into Silver Spring. Your delays are beginning they're just after New Hampshire Avenue and around toward Colesville Road. 270 volume with us in Urbana, Hyattstown, and now as we push through Germantown and Gaithersburg. Virginia, in case you missed it, we had the crash out of Lupin Tyson's, Route 7. It's been cleared to the right shoulder, and we are definitely seeing some improvement here. I'd stick with it. Won't cost you too much extra time. And still with the closure in Northeast, Minnesota Avenue closed each direction at Burroughs Avenue down Utility Pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, cloudy today, but actually a pretty warm day, a high of around 82 degrees. A stray thunderstorm is possible this afternoon, and there will be scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low of 64. Tomorrow, 78, a lot of sunshine. But then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, cooler temperatures in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Well, it is May Day. And do you know there were a lot of climate protests this past weekend?
I saw that, yeah.
Well, they were really Trump protests disguised as climate protests. Mm. And it's interesting because there was a columnist for the New York Times who actually wrote a piece. His name is Brett Stevens. He wrote a piece. It ran on Friday in anticipation of these climate protests.
Right.
He is a never-Trumper, but he is also a climate skeptic. And he wrote about questioning climate change.
Yeah. The article's very interesting. I mean,
yes.
Basically all he really did was say people who are interested in this issue ought to leave an open mind to both sides of the equation, that those who make all of these climate changes are forecasting into the future, and the future is to some degree unknowable.
Right.
And he goes on to talk about how, you know, you keep an open mind about all this because the science is not conclusive. Well, you would have thought, you know, that he'd shot the Easter Bunny or something.
Yeah, he said after 20 months of being harangued by bullying Trump supporters, I'm reminded that the nasty left is no different and perhaps worse. Some fellow journalists, a staff writer at Gizmodo, I don't know if that's a journalist, you're a blank head, a crybaby little F. Weenie, a massive, I can't say that word either. Another writer for Politics Writer Advice, I'm going to lose my mind. The ideas people like Brett Stevens, New York Times, espouse are violently hateful and should not be given a platform. It's violently hateful to criticize. These are
to keep an open mind, it apparently is hateful, yes.
These are the same people back in the day who were espousing that the world was flat, and anyone who questioned the world being flat was hateful and should be jailed. The same people.
Yeah, well, the good to come out of this is apparently people are so outraged that they're canceling their subscriptions to the New York Times by the thousands. Apparently they're that upset about this one column.
Do that many liberals really read? Just
no,
curious.
They read the New York Times. Yeah, it's very clear.
Okay.
But I mean, this is how intolerant the left is.
Oh, it's insane. It's absolutely ridiculous. There was a people's climate march. Very socialist, right? The people's climate march. And in Colorado, they were scheduled for to rally on Saturday in Colorado, and they were canceled. The global warming protest was canceled as a result of a major snowstorm that dropped about a foot of snow on the area, which I thought was awesome. More than a foot of snow accumulating in some areas. And you listen to this. One of the people posted, well, sometimes Mother Nature throws you a curveball. Well, wait a minute. I thought climate was man-made. How can Mother Nature throw you a curveball if the climate is man-made? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Yeah. And then, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, well, what's really interesting about this is that the man did not say that people who believe in global warming are wrong. He simply said that the data are not conclusive and that an open mind should be kept.
Mm.
And what is so amazing to me is the people who believe in this so vehemently that they can't even consider the possibility that perhaps the data are incomplete.
Oh.
I mean, it's just unbelievable that they have this kind of reaction to somebody who is basically saying through this a very well-written article, you really should keep an open mind about stuff because I don't think this is done yet.
Wasn't Galileo, I think it was Galileo, who was jailed for suggesting that the Earth revolved around the sun and that the other planets didn't revolve around the Earth? Wasn't that him? I think he was the one. I think that was him.
Science,
I'm not 100%
science
sure.
Requires conclusive data, and there are none when you're trying to forecast into the future.
Yeah. Well, here's just a little bit of the ranting and raving from the climate change rally here in Washington, D.C.
It's time to wake up! Wake up, Donald Trump! Wake up, Scott Pruitt! Justin Trudeau in Canada, wake up! If you don't wake up, we will wake you up! So, we are here today because we are here to talk about the future, right? What's happening?
All right, so they just went on and on. There was a lot of screaming. This one, though, I have to get to this woman because this is just absolutely amazing. If you can follow what she says here, just listen carefully and let me know if you follow along because she lost me.
Like this wagon over here? This wagon, this art installation that we spent a few weeks building, Remy is the artist. These arrows that are in this wagon, they're arrows of decolonization. And these arrows represent the things we need to do to decolonize our minds.
I have no idea what that has to do with climate change or the weather or anything else, but it's about decolonizing our minds. She went on into feminism and decolonizing your mind with feminism, the whole nine yards. And lastly, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio walked from L.A. to Washington, D.C. to be part of the climate change.
No, he took his jet.
No, I'm sure he walked. No, he wouldn't be a hypocrite about it.
No, he took his jet.
Oh, well, now everything I believed in is lost. It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Homeowners. Think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
You can doll it up, wash it down, yes, even throw lipstick on it. But a pig is still just a pig. Same for the health care bill in Congress. Last month, Americans said no to a plan economists agreed would cost you more. Now some in Washington are high on the hog to bring it back. And this time, it's worse. There's still an age tax, letting insurance companies charge anyone over 50 up to 5 times more than everyone else. But now, if you have a pre-existing condition, they can deny coverage for life-saving treatments. Even worse, it gives a huge tax break to millionaires while cutting over $800 billion from Medicaid, taking away coverage from millions of Americans. Tell Congressman Whitman to vote no on the health care bill, because a pig is still just a pig. And this bill will cost you a whole lot of bacon. Paid for by Save My Care.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, where we have Beltway troubles, Maryland first and Greenbelt outer loop right after the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Right lane remains blocked. Tractor-trailer accident. Delays as you come out of Largo back near 214 Central Avenue again into Greenbelt. So plan accordingly. A little extra time will be needed for sure through there. On both 50 and the BW Parkway out of Riverdale and Chevrolet slows to get onto DC 295. Currently, with lanes reported open to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now for the Virginia Beltway, outer loop at Route 7, that crash has been cleared for a while, as are the delays. Inner loop in Annandale, though, as you come up to the Little River Turnpike, broken down, reported, looks to be right in the center. Everyone's trying to get out of the road here. Inner loop at 236 Little River Turnpike. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system over the nation's midsection rolling east. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms today. By this evening, though, some strong to severe storms are possible. Windy and mild today, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 65 degrees at 727.
Tequila.
You know, I loves me a good margarita now and then, and I have been known occasionally to run for the border and get me some Mexican food over at the Taco Bell. But in Canada, they are combining these two things. You ready for this? Apparently, there are Taco Bells all over Canada, and apparently these are more like restaurants than fast food places in many cases, and they are actually experimenting with the idea of serving alongside their tacos and burritos and that kind of stuff, actually talking about apparently selling beer and maybe wine and margaritas at the Taco Bell, which I think this is a fabulous idea. I think we should bring this to America. The Canadians have stumbled onto something here.
Yeah, because what could possibly go wrong at a Taco Bell at 2 a.m. when they're serving liquor?
That's right.
Yeah, hello. And that's a fantastic idea.
So you can just drive through the drive-thru and they hand you a margarita. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm pretty sure that our laws are probably different than Canada's. And I'm also willing to bet that they have tort reform and we do not, because this is just bunch of lawsuits waiting to happen.
Yeah, it does appear that their Taco Bells are slightly different. In fact, in this country, there are some Taco Bells that are supposed to be mirroring what they're doing with the Canadian Taco Bells that are really more like sit-down restaurants than they are fast food stores. But interesting.
Yeah. Listen, it's fantastic, but I think it's a long way to go for a margarita and some and some Taco Bell,
that's
especially
right.
From here.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth, so start the new year by avoiding emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or find him at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Well, this fight over whether or not the Jeb Stuart High School should be changed has gotten so silly that apparently it's run a couple of students out of the school. We'll talk to those students' parents coming up in just a moment. It is now 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least 14 people have been killed in severe weather that tore across four states yesterday. One tornado touched down in Canton, Texas.
The roof blew off my house. I have another house in the back that got wiped out immediately. That was gone. I had a tractor that flew by me spinning in the air.
Millions more people could be at risk today as that storm system moves north. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he didn't question how his wife Maureen could afford to give him a Rolex watch for Christmas in 2012. It later turned out she had gotten the watch from businessman Johnny Williams to give to her husband. But McDonnell said on CBS's 60 Minutes.
With all my heart, I believed it was from her. She told me it was from her.
You were telling us that you needed loans, business loans. Didn't you wonder, how did my wife afford a Rolex?
Bill, I didn't know what a Rolex cost, to be honest. I'm a Seiko and Timex guy. I always have been.
McDonald's public corruption conviction was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. A bipartisan deal is now in place to keep the government funded through September. The trillion-dollar budget deal includes some wins for both parties. It'll be another busy week for Washington as President Trump looks beyond his first 100 days to a possible new health care bill.
The president is trumpeting the potential health care compromise that's won over the hard right with major changes. On CBS's Face the Nation, he was asked about what's in store for those with pre-existing conditions.
Pre-existing conditions are in the bill, and I mandated. I said it has to be.
Insurers would have to offer coverage, but for those already suffering chronic illnesses, premiums could be much higher as they would be put in high-risk pools. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,941, the NASDAQ at 6048. Sports, the Wizards drop game one of their NBA playoff series to the Celtics. Baseball, Anthony Rendon has three homers and 10 RBIs. The Nationals maul the Mets. The O's beat the Yankees. Hockey, the Caps tangle with the Penguins tonight in game three. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
Seems
seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time it was chat rooms, then dating websites and hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Look, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction. And human interaction is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with real people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Honey, I think we need a new fence.
A new fence? Why?
Well, for starters, to keep the kids safe, control our pets, protect the landscaping, enhance the architecture.
Whoa, 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 what?
Define our property boundaries, overall privacy, enhance home security, add to the property value.
Wow, if only you'd done some research. I'll call Long Fence.
No need. Already got a free estimate at longfence.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, there's a broken down dump truck. No help on the scene, so you're coming up on it, and then you have to get out of the travel lanes. Here's where it is. Inner Loop, right as you approach the exit for 236, the Little River Turnpike. And if you're coming off of the Little River Turnpike, you're just past the activity. Now, this broken down dump truck is in the second lane from the left, and everyone's getting hung up there again, but VDOT crews should be at the scene here momentarily to get the aero board up. On the trip north on 95, that's been pretty mellow. Still through Stafford and Aquia with the volume. Briefly in Woodbridge and Newington. 395 as you head through Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge slow. Now, Route 7, better. Go ahead. You can use it eastbound. Earlier crash of Barron Cameron cleared, as are the delays. Maryland Beltway, we're struggling here. Accident still takes away the right lane. Involves a tractor trailer. Outer Loop right at the BW Parkway. Right lane is blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system over the nation's midsection rolling east. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms today. By this evening, though, some strong to severe storms are possible. Windy and mild today, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 70 in Waldorf, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, John Whitbeck, who's the Virginia GOP chair, on the latest in the race for the governorship in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And at 8:35, Sarah Westwood, the White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us
Monday,
right
now. All day long.
It's Monday. We'll work on that as the week goes on. Joining us right now is Andre Bilodeau. And Andre Bilodeau has a child who was a student at Jeb Stuart High School in Fairfax, Virginia. Now, there has been a movement underway since 2015 to change the name of that high school, and it is apparently getting quite contentious, and that is one of the reasons why his son recently transferred out of Jeb Stuart High School. And we're going to get the story from him right now. Andre Bilodeau, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So tell us what happened. And I want to go into a little bit more about what you may know, because the Daily Caller is carrying a story that about some emails that were obtained from a Freedom of Information Act regarding the goings-on behind the scenes with this. So your son was a student at this high school and transferred out. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you, I came out here in the military, and I finalized nearly 30 years of service, and I was stationed close enough to be part of Jeb Stuart, and happily so. I was excited to see Jeb Stuart. It seemed like a real good mix. The athletic teams and everything was pretty good. But after our first year, it just seemed like the tension started to ramp up, and a small group of students were being incentivized, it seems, by a couple teachers who were actual activists. They were producing videos at that school and circulating them, such that they were making claims that Jeb Stuart hated black people, that he was a murderer, of black people. And this video was getting upwards of 4,000 views, and nobody was stopping it. And then the school district, under the leadership of the current president, circulated a survey, and it seemed like it was very sudden that this name had to change. And so I ended up joining a small group of volunteers, and we wrote a couple letters and said, hey, your survey seems lopsided. It doesn't really fill in the blanks about Jeb Stuart, and yet it pushes for change. And we wrote these letters, and nothing happened. And then they had meetings, and we tried to speak, and we wouldn't be selected to speak. And then they removed a county-produced, county-paid-for video called What's in a Name that gave a very positive, very objective view of Jeb Stuart about how the name came, why it was named as such, and a little bit about the man. And that disappeared from the public view. The good news is that we had made a copy before it was removed, and that caused kind of a media sensation some time ago. But the whole thing started to cascade into a lot of politics, and it got very ugly very quickly. So we've been at this for about 2 years now. In the meantime, the school itself had lost its certification, and it was just coming back under a great principal, by the way. I'll give her credit where credit's due. But to the small group of activists, teachers, and their students, they were giving awards for bringing this up and incentivizing the tensions. Now, some of the tension is deserved. You know, there's some history there that needed to be explored, but they wanted to get a college application going, and this seemed to be the path for success for them. But so, then a book came out. Sorry, go ahead.
So at what point did this start to impact your student?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, it was just the school was just coming back from losing their certification. The issues with the activist teachers were going on. And in I think the final straw is my son got very upset when this group convinced the football team and the cheerleaders to take a knee during the national anthem at his football game. And so I'd say 70% of the students, the cheerleaders, took a knee, and they were very proud of themselves for doing that. At that point, and I knew this was going to be an issue, that wasn't going to go away real soon, and I just saw tension in the future. So I went ahead and transferred him, and I'm still working with the school board and this group. And matter of fact, it's kind of what I do as my living. I work around the country, and I help schools that are changing their name, bring education. Our slogan is education, not eradication, and typically we work with Native American schools and theme schools and that kind of thing. Or around the country, there are dozens of schools under pressure to change their name as well. So we started seeing a lot of the same patterns happening as Jeb Stuart, outside activists coming in, kind of a dishonest school board approach. They weren't educating the students as to what's going on, and they were removing educational information. So all these things are kind of lining up as what looked like a propaganda operation.
Mm-hmm. And we now know, due to this Virginia Freedom of Information Act, according to the Daily Caller, that there were emails that show that the school board chair, Sandy Evans, supposedly worked heavily with a small group of local activists, as you're alleging, to coordinate the name change movement in the past 2 years. And they include NAACP leaders George Abler, Ralph Cooper, and Stephen Spitz, and George Waters, who is a Democratic activist in Northern Virginia. And again, this is all in the Daily Caller.
Yeah, that's true, and that's just scratching the surface. I'm telling you, Mary, there's a lot more to it. If you look at the national footprint as to what is being done to include, you know, groups like Black Lives Matter and NAACP in Texas, for instance, we did a FOIA dump there too, and we discovered that sure enough, the NAACP was behind the scenes, kind of fomenting these changes and supporting those who would call for change, despite what the community wanted. And they're in the midst of a lawsuit, and it's cost them well over $1 million right now. And
well, I mean, but if the NAACP wants to get involved in this, and it is certainly their right, the thing that troubles me is apparently there are some indications that the cost of changing the name could be quite expensive, and there's been a decided effort to hide the cost of such a name change from the public as they're discussing this matter.
Yeah, and that's really the big thing. We're trying to teach our students in the IB programs to be honest, have some academic basis of what you're doing, and look at both sides of the issue. In this case, what we're seeing really is a microcosm of bad politics, and it's upsetting to the parents and the students, and it's caused trouble. If you look at this from a student-centric perspective, there's more division at that school than ever, and it's unfortunate because the students themselves don't know much about Jeb Stuart, and they don't know much about the history surrounding the school. We know this from surveys that were done. And so what they're trying to do politically is having a lot of tension down at the lower levels. And they've been invited to this committee to change the name. They're not even part of the Jeb Stuart community. So we have these activists have been officially invited to take part in a committee that was supposed to be essentially
right.
The community.
Right.
And they out they outnumber those parents and those who actually belong to Jeb Stuart community.
Well, Andre Bilodeau, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
You're very welcome.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, some people believe that spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiant. You know, I know Brent and Donna of Capitol Heights would agree with me. When they were ready to downsize from their 6,000 square foot home, they knew Frank was the right choice. With Frank's exclusive marketing system, he secured a full price offer even before the home was listed. How's that for getting things done? You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it guaranteed. Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents get. But don't just take my word for it. In addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in the Metro D.C. area. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, morning commute, normal volume delays on 270. Same story to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Not so normal. Beltway and Greenbelt, we still have a lane blocked, and as a result, major delays. Outer Loop, after you pass the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway tractor-trailer accident, still has that right lane blocked. So coming out of Largo, a solid lineup. Also seeing northbound BW Parkway slows, trying to get up through to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia on the Beltway. Let's see. Nope, no help on the scene yet. We have a broken down dump truck on the Beltway inner loop at 236. It's in the second lane from the left. I also see somebody walking around in the median there. Must be the driver. So help is on the way, but you want to get out of that lane. If you're getting on the Beltway from the Little River Turnpike, you're just beyond that broken down truck. Little River Turnpike commuters eastbound prior to the Beltway for the crash, and on Braddock Road eastbound before the Beltway, also accident activity slows you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. You can see some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Well, if you are a voter in the wonderful, wonderful state of Maryland, there's a pretty good chance that your Social Security number was open to potential hacking, risking theft for your voter identity. For your identity, because this is carried in the Baltimore Sun. A report was released by legislative auditors on Friday that says the State Board of Elections needlessly exposed the Social Security numbers of almost 600,000 voters.
Wow.
Yay! Here's what I don't understand. Why do they have your Social Security number to begin with? Social Security numbers were supposed to be a unique identifier only for collecting Social Security. Why is it now tied to your health care? It's an identifier for your health care. You want to buy a car, you got to give them your Social Security number. You want to rent an apartment, you got to give them your... Why does everyone have access to your Social Security number now? This is why. This is why people have their identity stolen all the time. And
wow.
Yay, the state's just here to help. The audit also faulted state election officials' handling of issues including ballot security, yippee, disaster preparedness, contracting, and balancing their books. So I think it would have spent less taxpayer money to find out what they were doing right.
Wow, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That 600,000 voters potentially could have their identity stolen because the Maryland Board of Education did not protect their personal information. I mean, I take your point
the
about...
The Board of Elections.
I'm sorry. The Board of Elections. Yeah. Did not protect the information. This is an incredible lapse of security that impacts 600,000 people that live in the state of Maryland.
The audit found that the board needlessly retained the full 9-digit social security numbers of about 592,000 active and inactive voters in their database, about 15% of the state's registered voters, when only the last 4 digits were needed. This is why when people say, oh, we purged information, I never believe it for a second. I don't believe them for a second. This just goes to prove that they don't. Mm. The report said the board then shared voters' personal information, including driver's license numbers and the last 4 digits of social security numbers, with a third-party organization without ensuring that the data was safeguarded. And I'll tell you right now, my husband's identity was stolen. And if you look to the government to help you with that, you get buckets from them. Well, sorry, dude.
What I don't see in any of this reporting is how you know if your name was one of the 600,000.
Well, you'll probably find out when your credit card company calls and says,
can you give us a heads up on this? Governor Hogan has been complaining some time about the Board of Elections and its lack of executive oversight. And it would appear that, you know, he's within his bounds to level that criticism when they can't even protect the most basic information. You know, if you get the social security number, mm-hmm. and especially if you get a driver's license number, that's like the keys to the castle.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the board also did not ensure the accuracy of its voter registration rolls and allowed too many people, its employees and those of local election boards, as well as contractors, to have access to the database when they didn't need it for their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of fun stuff in this. So, yay, your tax dollars at work, kids.
It is now 6:51 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here for the Good Feet store. Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet store. With custom fitted arch supports from the Good Feet store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey, and in Vienna at 123 and Park across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent you.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
With spring comes scams.
They just showed up unannounced.
The next knock on your door could cost you plenty. 7 on Your Side shines a light on the top 3 scams to avoid this season. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. The Dancing with the Stars live Hot Summer Nights Tour is coming to MGM National Harbor this June. And ABC 7 wants to send you in a guest. Watch ABC 7 News at 11 tonight and be the 7th caller to win.
To get ready for your Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like traffic. Now it's a day at the beach.
Oh, hey, kids in the backseat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour.
It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com and rock out on the sand with Old Dominion, Darius Rucker, and Jake Owen at the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival, June 2nd through 4th. Admission is free with VIP tickets for purchase.
It is now 7:53 on WMAL. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in the news desk at CNBC. Jackie DeAngelis is standing by.
Good morning. Futures have held relatively steady this morning, indicating a higher open on the bipartisan deal reached in Washington to fund the government through September, a deal which does have more money for border security, but none for President Trump's wall. That SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch, which had to be secured yesterday, well, it went up from Cape Canaveral just minutes ago, launched a military satellite, and landed successfully. Cardinal Health's quarterly profit was better than expected, but revenues didn't measure up. And Dish Network's earnings fell by 6% after higher-than-expected subscriber losses. The Fate of the Furious was the box office champ over the weekend. It's been the top-grossing film for 3 weeks now. It's the eighth episode in the Fast and Furious franchise. Property insurers all over are reporting the worst quarter in 20 years after unexpectedly harsh weather. Many said the hail, tornadoes, and an ice storm were more typical of the second or spring quarter. I'm Jackie DeAngelis, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Now, if that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey uses GenuCell, and she wrote to us about it. She says, I've been using GenuCell for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I agree, Susan. I use it, and I love it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Check this out. From now until Mother's Day, get a free month supply of GenuCell with your order. What a great Mother's Day present. Call now, and express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order today, and Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift absolutely free. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720 for GenuCell. 800-525-2720.
It is 7:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, help is on the scene now. Virginia Beltway, the Arrow Board truck is on the Beltway Interloop at the Little River Turnpike, second lane from the left. That's where we have the broken down dump truck. Big delays as you come off of 95, so out of Springfield to get past 236. Also on 236, Little River Turnpike, that's where we have the crash before you get to the Beltway on Braddock Road eastbound before the Beltway for the accident. Boy, it looks like we're just trying to get to the Beltway, but we're trying to get around these incidents. Maryland around New Carrollton into Greenbelt, still solid lineup. The tractor trailer in the right lane, outer loop right at the BW Parkway. Now, heading through town, looks like we have police department activity, Massachusetts Avenue between North Capitol Street and New Jersey Avenue. D.C. police there suggesting to use H Street or E Street and or First Street as alternates to get around that closure of Massachusetts Avenue. Update sponsored by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front on the march. Isolated showers, thunderstorms today. Quite breezy, 82 degrees. Now, by this evening, severe storms are possible with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. Overnight, we'll drop back to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It's now 7:57.
Instead of cleaning out your closets and the garage this spring, clean out something that will really make a difference. Offload that timeshare, the one you've been paying increasing maintenance fees for year after year, the one you can't even afford to go to. Timeshare Exit Team are the people I trust to get you out, to remove that financial burden from your life once and for all. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. Visit Timeshare Exit Team, timeshareexitteam.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you invest in an all-points air conditioner tune-up from Snell, you're getting a lot of bang for your $78. In fact, to illustrate the point, I'm going to have to talk really fast, like one of those car dealer announcer guys.
Calibrate and level thermostat. Clean filters as needed. Monitor volts and amps on fan motor. Lubricate and inspect bearing for wear. Flush and treat condensate drain. Inspect condenser coil. Monitor operating pressures of refrigerant. Inspect safety devices for proper operation. Inspect disconnect box for proper rating and installation. Tighten all electrical connections. Test and inspect contact for burn pitted contact. Inspect electrical for exposed wiring. Test and inspect capacitors. Inspect fan blade. Clean condenser coil and remove debris. Inspect service valves for proper operation. Measure temperature differential. Inspect ductwork for energy loss. And last but certainly not least, monitor compressor for proper amperage, volt draw, and wiring connections. All that for just $78. It's the All Points air conditioner tune-up for a limited time from the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Paul Goldschmidt.
A towering Goldschmidt double.
Diamondbacks strike when the time is right. Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
This national has yet to be snake bitten. Snake strike versus winning streak. Connect. Nationals Diamondbacks. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Coming up on WMAL.
John Whitbeck will be joining us at 8:05. He's the chair of the Virginia GOP. We'll talk to him about the primaries in that state.
And White House reporter for the Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood, will be here at 8:35. All straight ahead, 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.